In the days of tokenism, women looked around the room and instead of bonding against an unfair system, they often viewed one another as competition. Ambition fueled hostility, and women wound up being ignored, undermined, and in some cases even sabotaged by other women. In the 1970s, this phenomenon was common enough that the term queen bee was used to describe a woman who flourished in a leadership role, especially in male-dominated industries, and who used her position to keep other female worker bees down. For some, it was simple self-preservation. For others, it reflected their coming of age in a society that believed men were superior to women. In this sense, queen bee behavior was not just a cause of gender discrimination, but also a consequence of that discrimination. Queen bees internalized the low status of women, and in order to feel worthy themselves, wanted only to associate with men. Often, these queen bees were rewarded for maintaining the status quo and not promoting other women. Unfortunately, this "there can be only one" attitude still lingers today. It makes no sense for women to feel that we are competing against one another anymore, but some still do. In certain instances, women question their female colleagues' level of career commitment, aggressiveness, and leadership abilities.